have again come full circle and the church begins another new year. So we begin again our four-week penitential period that brings us to that most wonderful feast of the Nativity of our Blessed Lord, which the prayer book so beautifully describes as commonly called Christmas Day. Before we remind ourselves again of the significance that Mother Church places on the four Sundays of the Advent season, let us spend a few moments looking at some words that we heard in our Old Testament lesson. In this passage, the prophet Jeremiah writes of a righteous branch that will spring up from David, one who executes justice and righteousness in the land. Then he gives a name to this branch. It will be called "The Lord is our righteousness." Jeremiah is here prophesying the coming of what the Jews would later refer to as the Messiah. Let us look at the background against which these words were written. The year was 588 BC. Zedekiah was on the throne of Judah, the southernmost of the two kingdoms centered upon Jerusalem. He was to be the last of its rulers. Nebuchadnezzar, the greatest of the Babylonian kings. Babylonia was a land that we now call southern Iraq. Nebuchadnezzar had subdued the whole of Palestine, capturing Jerusalem and carried away into captivity a great multitude of the Jewish population. Heedless of the warnings of the prophets, Zedekiah had entered into an alliance with Egypt and thus rebelled against the overtures made by Babylon. This brought about the final siege of the city, which was at length utterly destroyed in 586 BC. Zedekiah was taken captive, and after having to watch his own children to be put to death, his eyes were gouged out on Nebuchadnezzar's orders, and he remained a prisoner in chains for the rest of his life. Jeremiah was the one prophet who had tried to persuade King Zedekiah to pay allegiance to Babylon. He had walked the streets of the city wearing a wooden yoke to indicate submission to Babylon. However, false prophets had predicted that Jerusalem would be safe and had persuaded Zedekiah to put Jeremiah in jail. From imprisonment, Jeremiah continued to tell the people of Judah that God has a future for them. Where God had torn down, he would rebuild. Joy and prosperity would return. An ideal king would rule. The ideal king will, as we heard, be a branch of the lineage of King David. According to Jeremiah, this event will be in accordance with God's ordinance and will follow their predicament just as surely as night follows day. The only slight uncertainty is the time scale. Jeremiah could not say when